their mandate, win at all costs. The St. Louis Battlehawks, cleared to engage.
For the love of football, it's time for victory. We making history. We the new big thing, ain't no mystery. Believe me when I say the big game's on. Better tune in, that new thing about to take off. Ready to face off, look me in the eyes. I'm so...
It's the All XFL All the Time show.
Yes, it is. And here we are. We have a live audience today at the Sovereign.
That's right.
Come on, audience. Let's hear it.
There we go. The XFL, of course, the official bar, Chicago bar, the Sovereign. So in the analysis of the XFL quarterback situation, the average game stats, besides taking out P.J. Walker, because he's the star of the league, apparently, and of the Houston Roughnecks, they've been averaging about 212 passing yards per game, which puts them the equivalent to, wait for it, Mitch Trubisky!
Woo!
Is Johnny Football still available?
That's an excuse for the XFL to be known as a league, for crying out loud.
A little shot at Mitch there. Is Johnny Football still available? Why did they not pick him up?
It's a head case.
It is a head case. But that would help the XFL, I think. So the most popular team in the league apparently is the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Oh, man, did you see the guy with the wings? He had the bat wings and he was pulling the strings and the wings were going. You gotta love those Battlehawk fans, the whole stadium.
Their average attendance has been 30,000. It's the highest mark in the XFL.
Yes, indeed. Go Hawks!
But society seems to be against the XFL, Lou. The ratings dropped 34% the first week to week two, and dropped 23% from that level there, for a grand total of 57% since the first week. What do they need to do to perk it up?
Well, if you don't want to watch political ads, you should go to the XFL.
I don't know. Bloomy might be buying there, too.
Who the hell cares? All I know is we're having a great time here. We have people coming in to watch it.
Right.
You know, society. You can't get into it. You know what? You said that about snowboarding, too. And look at snowboarding.
Right.
Get over it.
And good news, Lou, the kickoff rule's a hit.
Oh, how could it not be? The NFL should adopt that.
Just remind, the kicker must put the ball between the end zone and the 20. The coverage teams line up at the 35 on the receiving side, and the defending team is 5 yards away. And there you go.
I like it, and I also like no point after.
No point after.
Go, you got to run it in. It's got to be a play from scrimmage.
Everything is just better in the XFL.
Yeah, I tell you, you just wait. Drop kicks for the Super Bowl.
Drop kicks. Bring back the drop kicks. Bring back Leroy.
Wait a minute. We have an audience suggestion. What was that?
Women field goal kickers.
Women field goal kickers.
How about Gus? How about Gus, the field goal kicking mule?
Oh, Francis. Francis goes to the Army. Yes.
Lou, I'm bringing back something just as an aside, because we haven't talked sandwiches in a long time, but have you heard about this Popeye's chicken sandwich that's sweeping the nation?
Yes.
Have you had one?
Yes.
And your assessment of it?
You know, it was a damn good sandwich. It really was. It was a good hunk of meat. The only problem is you got to wait in line at frickin' Popeye's to get it. Somebody wants to bring me one, I'm all over it. But I'm not waiting in line for one at all.
Listen to that. Bring a Popeye's chicken sandwich a little. I had one too, and I was like, again, with all fast food, it kind of just comes out to you. You know, there's no preparation or anything. It just comes out to you like a lump. And you know, it was a chicken sandwich. Great.
Well, it was a big chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Well, it's they're making it like the second coming of Christ.
As far as chicken sandwiches go.
The loaves and the chicken sandwiches. The loaves and the chicken sandwiches. Lou, your question of the week.
Little Duke's mustard, we're all set.
All right.
Official mayonnaise of the XFL.
Go Battlehawks!
Oh, Battlehawks! Our featured team next week. Battlehawks.
That's right. We're gonna do a rap song each week. Next week will be the Battlehawks as we head into the Championship Bowl. What are you willing? This is your question of the week, Lou.
And then I have one for you.
All right. What are you willing to do to get the ratings up for the Lou Dickman Weekly Podcast?
Absolutely nothing.
All right.
Oh, somebody's quacking. So, in our XFL picks, who's winning?
You?
No.
Bobby Bonero.
Bobby Bonero, really? We've just heard it from our statistician, Kamish. Bobby Bonero is in the lead of the XFL picks. He might get the Brian Williams Award.
The Brian Williams Award. Just showing up. Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase. Out.
Have an outstanding weekend.
Go, XFL.
Battlehawks.
Official headquarters. This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's XFL Mascot Service. When you need a paper mache head, see Lou and
XFL at Sovereign Liquor, 6202 North Broadway, your official Chicago XFL sponsor.
That's right, the official headquarters of the XFL.
Bright light, no time to wait.